This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan Decute, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories.
Hashtag Giving Tuesday South Africa is a global day of giving that harnesses the collective power of individuals, communities, and organizations to encourage philanthropy and to celebrate generosity worldwide. And we need more generosity, especially in this chaotic, traumatic year that is 2020. Following the widely recognized shopping events Black Friday and Cyber Monday, this year's Giving Tuesday will take place Tuesday the 1st of December and will kick off the giving season by inspiring people to collaborate and give back. Laura Parker, the Executive Director for Boys and Girls Clubs of South Africa, one of my favorite institutions that I like to visit, and the global lead for Giving Tuesday South Africa, has joined us today to tell us why Giving Tuesday is so important. Welcome back to the Good Things Guy podcast.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
A little bit different this time. We're doing it over Zoom so that we're physically distanced because it's the year of COVID. But it is great to chat to you, Laura. It's really good to see that you're still shining the light on Giving Tuesday as well.
Yeah, for sure. And it's, I think, this year more important than ever.
Tell us a little bit, give us a little bit of background. What is Giving Tuesday?
So I think Giving Tuesday has always been linked to Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but in 2020 has taken on kind of a wider role and a wider meaning, really looking to unleash generosity. And I think, you know, this year has been filled with isolation and fear, and generosity is this common value. It's this common link that we all have as part of humanity. And so I think that Giving Tuesday this year is much more about kind of bringing people together and really acknowledging that by giving, we can have a positive impact on the lives of others, many of whom are struggling quite significantly in 2020.
But, you know, I've seen it from being on the front line with a lot of charities, a lot of NGOs, a lot of people that are trying to help feed South Africa or try and assist South Africans in some sort of way. 2020 and the pandemic has brought out this picture of how inequality in our country is massive and how many people are in need. And it's a day like Giving Tuesday that can really be a big difference in these people's lives.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, like we're seeing with Black Friday, you know, the retail industry is trying to cope with social distancing and with, you know, not having crowds in their stores by kind of spreading the idea of Black Friday out across many days, across many months. And I think the same is what we are seeing with Giving Tuesday, is that Giving Tuesday launched as this kind of idea to counter the consumerism around Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but it has become so much more. And we can unleash generosity every day of our lives. We can, you know, we can add Giving Tuesday to the diary 52 weeks a year. We don't have to necessarily wait until December 1st, but December 1st is like, you know, your anniversary with your partner. It's a time where you can come together and you can acknowledge and appreciate and even share gratitude with the many individuals or businesses or organizations that have kind of kept you going as a cause or as a community throughout lockdown and, you know, levels 1.0 to 5.0. So yeah, I think it's taking on a much larger role in society and saying that Giving Tuesday can be a way to kind of give people power to transform their own communities. And community can be defined by a cause, it can be defined by a, you know, a geography or a region, but it can also be defined by a peer group. And so coming together and doing something meaningful on behalf of your community is the best way to activate on Giving Tuesday. And yes, we celebrated on December 1st this year, but there's no reason not to be generous throughout the year.
Tell me a little bit about this initiative. Giving Tuesday has only been around in South Africa for a couple of years, but it has been going internationally for a lot longer. Where did this come from?
Yeah, I mean, I think the coolest part about Giving Tuesday is that it's a complete story to study from a branding perspective, but it's also kind of a co-owned and shared movement. And so like Me Too or Black Lives Matter, there is no entity. It really is about kind of an altruistic idea to just get people to be more generous, and that the more that we can do for others, the better we feel about ourselves. And so it started in the US, admittedly, as, you know, again, as a reaction to Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and along with Thanksgiving, kind of bookends that weekend with gratitude and with giving. And now it's taken off around the world. There are Giving Tuesday activities in kind of every corner of the world in various ways. And there are now over 70 countries represented, like South Africa, where there is a formal presence and kind of this formal encouragement to get things going. But ultimately, by being co-owned, Brent, you are as much as owner of this movement as I am, as are all of your listeners, because the idea is to come together and give, but we all give differently, and that's okay. So the way that I give would be different from the way that you give, and the cause that you give to may be different from the cause that I give to. And that's where this nature of kind of co-ownership comes into play, and that you can give to something that is meaningful to you, but it's up to you as an individual to determine that. And I think that's why it has kind of gone globally. It has been so effective globally, is that it's really about kind of linking it to your context or to your cause or to your community in a way that's meaningful to you.
I also think, so, I mean, giving is important and giving back is important. And the only way that we will rise as humanity is if we lift each other. But more so because of the way consumerism has become quite a sickly thing. Like, Black Friday is quite crazy when you see those videos of people fighting over TVs and technology and buying stuff. And it's really wild. And I think that shines a light on how this, it kind of brings hope to that craziness of what Black Friday is. This just delivers some sort of balance.
Yeah, and I think the entire year has been kind of characterized by, I think locally and abroad, by what makes us different. And I think generosity is so powerful. It's because it's something that brings us together, and that we all share this kind of fundamental value that we can act on. And so to stop thinking about us and them, and to think about, you know, how we can do more on behalf of others.
Okay, so you've told me that anybody can get involved. Next week, Tuesday, is the big day. On most Tuesdays, you should do something great. Or on one Tuesday of the month, do something great. But this is the big one. The 1st of December is the big one. And you want to use the hashtag GivingTuesdaySA if you do something. And the reason for that is twofold. One, and I'm guessing, you need to tell me if I'm right or wrong here. The one is to track it so we can see how far this movement is going in South Africa and the world. And the second is to inspire others by your actions. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, absolutely. I think tracking, it's important. Let's put, you know, South African generosity on the map. And I think the second piece of inspiring more is to really to use social media to connect us and to feel good about who we are and what we're passionate about. So share what causes are meaningful to you, why you support them. You know, as a leader of a nonprofit for many years, I think it's always good to hear about your nonprofit from other people's perspectives, and to hear about your cause and the work that you're doing from others. And it can be as simple as giving thanks. It doesn't have to cost money. It can be giving thanks to somebody who has been generous to you. It can be giving thanks or giving appreciation to a cause or to a community organization that's meaningful to you. It doesn't necessarily have to be a financial transaction. I think the giving season makes it feel transactional, but really what we are looking for is engagement and authenticity and an experience. And so from individuals to businesses to nonprofits to the media, everybody can get involved in Giving Tuesday by, you know, by giving time, giving testimony, giving treasure. And so there's so many different ways to participate. I would just encourage everyone to kind of think about who they are as an individual, what is meaningful to them, and to share more about that.
I love the fact that you said testimonial. It doesn't just have to be money. You could give thanks to the NGOs around you. And, you know, that goes a long way in South Africa as well. And this could be maybe not this Tuesday, but next week Tuesday, the Tuesday after that, giving thanks to like a small business that's helped you somewhere. That's massive.
Yeah.
Thank you to the NGOs and the people that are the pillars of our society and helping us all get through this year by doing the hard work that they do every day. I love that. It doesn't have to just be money. It can also be a testimonial.
Correct. And that's, I think that's the power of the day, is bringing people together around shared values and generosity. And I love the phrase unleash generosity. And I think it's such a powerful visual, especially kind of if we think of hotspots and, you know, the way that we're watching kind of the virus on the global stage. I think imagine, you know, unleashing generosity at the same pace.
Love, love, love. If people want more information, if they want to get involved, if they need inspiration, where do they go? What do they do?
Yeah, follow us on social media, Giving Tuesday SA. We have a website as well, givingtuesdaysa.org, or you can lean on some of the amazing assets that we have in South Africa, like Give and Gain, like Back a Buddy, like For Good, like Community Hours, like Brownie Points, the list goes on. But effectively, there are platforms and facilitators of Giving Tuesday across the country. You can find more about them from our website, but they are equally as much owners of this movement as we are from Giving Tuesday's side.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm excited for Giving Tuesday. I'm going to be giving thanks and treasure and testimonials, and I'm going to get the word out there so that other people can do it as well. I love that you're restoring balance to a really, really crazy year, or trying to, and we can all take ownership of that and help each other through this. Laura, I just want to wish you only good things, and to all my listeners, be kind.
Thanks so much. I wish the same for you.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes, or to subscribe, rate, or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM, or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.